This is the USACE 8, 8 minutes with an Army Aviation subject matter expert. Let's fly with the topic, the Army Aviation Branch Operations Standard Operating Procedure, or ABOS.
Captain Ashley Howard, Aviation Doctrine Branch Chief, Directorate of Training and Doctrine at USACE.
CW3 Mike Holmes, Doctrine Developer, DOTD.
What is the Aviation SOP and how does it benefit the Army Aviation Enterprise?
The Aviation Branch SOP is a collection of procedures intended for flight school graduates to easily integrate into their first duty assignment and take them all the way through their retirement without any major operational procedure changes across all compos. So really establishing that law of primacy that we instructor pilots love and ensuring positive habit transfer no matter which cab they integrate into.
Who approved this? Is this doctrine and who does it apply to?
The base document itself is approved by the USACCG, but it does not become a legally binding document until signed by the appropriate approval authority, so your cab commander, your state aviation officer, and it applies to all aviation compos.
How in-depth is this SOP, and how does it apply to joint operations?
This SOP is less in-depth than previous versions. We removed 200 pages of content that was restated from source doctrine. The SOP and annexes were nested with joint doctrine to include joint brevity, the common aviator lingo that we use in the aircraft. This enables the aviation enterprise to operate in a joint environment.
Was input from Compos 2 and 3 considered in this revision, and can this be updated with additional feedback from the field?
DOTD sourced input from Compos 2 and 3 by utilizing the senior warrant officer advisors at USACE headquarters for those specific compos. We highly encourage feedback from the field via DA Form 2028 email or phone call.
And any of that feedback is going to be included in our annual reviews of this document and then actually incorporated in the biannual revisions.
Tell us about several significant annexes to the SOP.
So this SOP, as published, contains three specific annexes. Anything further than that, cab commanders, state aviation officers can add annexes as needed for their specific AOs. Annex Alpha, which is the Aviation Branch Handbook, and is a fully digitized, fully optimized for your electronic flight bag version of its predecessor. So that's going to be everything from your company mission drop operations through your platoon, like giving it to your platoon leader for sticks, giving it to the AMC, and taking it through mission execution. Annex Bravo is the new BAO LNO handbook, so your Brigade Aviation Officer Liaison Officer handbook. And this is designed for those officers assigned to operate in those positions. The intent here is to provide those officers with an on-hand knowledge and reference document that they can print out, take into the talk wherever they're operating, and aid brigade commanders in integrating aviation assets. And the real intent here was also to fill a doctrinal gap until we can get TC 3-04.22 out to the force, which is going to be a little bit of a longer process as we go through the force development update. Annex C is the revised RCOP, so your risk common operating picture. A Compo 2 team actually designed this current revision for us to better suit the needs of all compos. And since this version of the RCOP will be released fully unlocked, it is going to be 100% customizable by your brigade or your state. So the instructions are much more clear for those standardization officers and those commanders to go through and truly set the risk assessment for their specific AOs, their specific missions, and beneficially, the macros have been enhanced to better suit the current Microsoft suite.
How does this SOP address enlisted aviation soldiers?
We added three programs to the SOP for our aviation enlisted soldiers. Flight Engineer, UAS Aircraft Commander, and CSIP, which stands for Critical Skills Incentive Pay. The first two are to streamline the ability for our aviation enlisted personnel to advance in their career field. Those programs specify detailed procedures to obtain duty positions with increased responsibility, as well as to obtain the UAS operator equivalent of flight pay, which is the CSIP program.
And really the key change there, the CSIP program is not new, but in this SOP, we included all of the step-by-step instructions to better ensure that those personnel can actually receive that pay.
Where can we get the Army Aviation SOP?
You can find the Aviation Branch Operations SOP on the Aviator Kit Bag through USACE, or you can go through the DOTD SharePoint page. Once you actually have your SOP on your electronic flight bag, as well as your handbook. Then page 2, the URL, will take you directly to there every time.
What else do commanders, leaders, soldiers in the field need to know about the ABOS?
So a key thing to remember that is that this is a living document. It's going to be reviewed annually and minimally revised biannually. If there are key changes, which especially once we get this new revision out to the field, feedback is always more in the first year or so of a piece of doctrine. So if anything, within a year, we may have to change everything, but we really want this document to be out in the field for about 2 years. Let commanders develop their TTPs, let them use it and integrate it into their operations and see where we truly need to make those changes. Just remember, we are in a point of doctrine pivot. So right now, as we change doctrine across the entire force, we really want to use this shortened SOP to point everyone back to the parent documents. So those documents that are really going to be revising very, very rapidly, we can't afford to have everything in one place. So that's where we took all of the regurgitation of doctrine out of the SOP and pointed you back to those parent documents.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the USACE 8, brought to you by the United States Army Aviation Center of Excellence.